I'll come right in.
Rock flag and eagle.
All right, welcome to Belly Up, Sound Off. This is week 11. I've got some random guests, not the usual. I know Rattlesnake's been in here, but we got Jackson, the Boston mouth, the masshole here. I'm excited to have you guys in with us. Also, chair gating is going to be a big part of this. Matt or Rattlesnake, you want to touch on that? How we want to do this?
Yeah, well, me and you were going to do my episode of chair gating tonight with a driver who shall remain nameless, just to keep good relations. But she bailed last second. I said she. That already narrows it down to like three fucking people. She bailed last second.
Next week.
Yeah, hopefully it's going to work next week, because she's got a shit ton of Instagram followers, so we need to tap into that. And so, we definitely need to do a visual show of that one.
We'll get into that. So Jackson, this is going to be your first... entrance as part of the Sound Off, as well as chair gating. Like I said, the Boston, you're in Boston, you're going to school. So I can only imagine how this is going to go. We'll start right off with Rip. Jesus, we had sirens in one segment. We got a dog in the background. We got everything going on.
A ferocious dog, as you can tell.
We'll start as much as it pains me. We've talked about this on every episode the past 4 weeks. Antonio Brown. I know we're getting onto the backside of it where, he finally was essentially, I don't know if it was acquitted or he's not going to be charged with anything, as far as sexual misconduct, but I'm waiting, like I said, waiting for this doctor to really nail him for farting in his face, you know? We were talking about it in our group chat, where do you rank AB fantasy? Jackson was very vocal on that. The Patriots, those are his boys. So I'll let you take it from him. What is your take on this whole Antonio Brown? Is it done? Is he the savior? Does the New England Patriots need a savior, or are you guys just invincible this year?
Yeah, my favorite thing about this whole situation has been that I really don't care what happens because, like, the Patriots that we saw that played the Steelers without Antonio Brown are good enough to go 19-0. Like, so Antonio Brown just makes it like unfair, and I kind of like it. I do from a unbiased journalist standpoint and more of a Boston fan, which I never am, but I'm gonna say that it's nice to watch people just groan when they see AB go to the Patriots. Because I know that everybody wants the Patriots to win another Super Bowl in the same way that they want a hemorrhoid. So, I mean, so it's just from a step. Like, I would like Antonio Brown to be on the Patriots just as a fuck you to everybody else. As far as like needing him to win, we really don't need him. So I don't care what happens here. That said, I don't think that he's gonna get suspended at any point this season. So I think he'll be on the Patriots the entire time.
So Rattlesnake, he's our NASCAR guy here, but he's very well versed in sports in general. What is your take as far as the chair gating response? AB and the whole Patriots organization.
Well, I fucking love that he's in the news right now for farting on a doctor. I mean, that's the funniest thing.
I forgot to comment.
That's some shit that I would write as a fake article on Belly Up Sports.
I thought it was an Onion article.
Yeah. That's like the Onion shit.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, I agree. They don't even need him. It's just kind of like, cherry on top if they get him this season. And I have another hot take. Growing up my whole life, like you're a little bit older like me. Growing up our whole lives, I always heard like Boston is the best. It's like the mecca of like a sports town for sports fans. And, you know, they love their sports there. I got a hot take. I think Boston is a trash sports city now. I think they have the worst fans. And it's not because they're obnoxious because they win so much. I think they're trash because they're too spoiled because they win too much. They don't have enough hardship. They got like teenagers growing up their whole lives. winning championships every single year. It's like move to a city where you lose every fucking year and learn what real sports is. Like, y'all win too much.
Hardship, I mean, dude. We went 86 years without winning a World Series. But
every other.
How old were you?
I was 4 years old when the Red Sox won the World Series.
Yeah, so shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear it.
You probably got more years living on this earth with Boston championships than you don't in general.
That's what I'm saying.
I was born, and then 3 months later, Tom Brady won his first Super Bowl. So yes,
dude, that's.
I mean, it's a soft sports city now.
But I'm talking about knowing the history as someone
yes, I respect their history. It's a great. My whole life growing up, it was the best sports city. Now I think they're too soft, and I think the fans are too spoiled. They're not like real hardcore sports fans.
I mean, the Bruins just lost a brutal Game 7. There's some hard. I mean, that loss was tough.
You were in a Game 7 at least. Like, I don't know. I need some more hardship than that. Like,
those losses are – no, the only thing we haven't got through – we haven't, like, sucked for – no team has sucked for an extended period of time. That's the only thing – but we've had tough losses. We've had and we've had bad seasons too. My God, it was hard to be a fan of the 2012 Red Sox. They were so like, – so. We get these bad, hateable teams like everybody else gets. We just
– Yeah, but then you're like, oh, it's football season. Fuck yeah. That. Never mind. I don't have to remember that. Every other city has to do this.
And that's nice. That's exactly what I'm doing with the Red Sox.
That's what I'm saying. So y'all are just spoiled.
Yeah,
now.
This is a beautiful transition right here. Okay, so we're talking AV Patriots, and then we talk on Red Sox. So because Jackson's on the show, obviously we're going to center around a little more the Red Sox this year. We're going to transition to baseball. The end of the season, you know, you got Rattlesnake with his Houston hat on. What are we expecting from the Red Sox?
I'm an Astros fan this playoffs.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, let's go.
Is there any life in that organization? With
the Reds?
You know, I am a Tigers fan, so there's nothing to expect. But I think, are you guys going to go through what we are now as Detroit fans, now that Dave Dombrowski's gone, totally depleted your – the way I see it is –
It's Boston. They're going to bounce back in like a year or two. They're too spoiled.
Yeah. So obviously we're both victims of Hurricane Dombrowski. And they're just not very like good at baseball right now.
But you had one of the best teams ever last year.
Right. Yeah, everyone's just worse this season for no reason, except for like Devers, Vasquez, a couple others. Bogaerts had a great season. So a couple guys were better, but so many guys were just worse. Mookie was worse. JD was worse. The entire starting pitching just couldn't pitch at the beginning of the season. This season to me seemed like, oh, they're just having a bad year. Apparently, Red Sox ownership doesn't feel the same way, because like Dombrowski was asked to do some things to like kind of head into a rebuild, and the reason that he was fired was they didn't believe that he could actually carry that out. So it's hard to. I've heard reports that they're planning to blow it all up. I've heard reports that they're just going to reload next season. But I mean, right now they need a farm system. So I feel like we're about to blow it up and rebuild.
That's exactly what Dombrowski did to Detroit. There is no farm system. We are watching the farm system for the Detroit Tigers right now. That is the farm system.
Yes.
Hey, are you Houston fan of playoffs just because we're the best chance to beat the Yankees?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured. I understand.
So the best part about Houston is you're talking every star that played for Detroit is essentially on that. Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, big names that Detroit couldn't retain that Dombrowski just totally just said, hey, see you later. But on the flip side, you know, full circle, you had JD that didn't work out there, but I mean, that's here and over there. But Rattlesnake, your take on it?
On what? The Astros just, haven't getting the Detroit players, or just how we're going to do this?
No, I mean, just postseason. The Red Sox in general, how they went from the most, the greatest team ever last year to, you know, I mean, granted, every year you always have the Yankees kind of full par. I feel that. Last year they had some injuries. This year they have a lot of injuries, but they're still kind of regaining. It seems like Jackson said, the Red Sox have really regressed. Those guys that are like Xander and Mookie and all those guys are. Did Xander get re-signed? But Mookie's on like you know, those guys aren't for their contract years, aren't they? Like,
I think Mookie has one more year until arbitration. So they're either you'll either see him extended this season or traded, or like next season you'll see him either extended or traded.
I don't know. It seems like the 2017, like 2 years ago, where it's like Houston, the Yankees, we're gonna come down to it, and then like LA. I mean, I could see it being like another 2017.
It's different this time though, because the Yankees are like. Because the Yankees are the big guys. I'm just talking about the AL. I honestly didn't give a shit about the NL. I'm sorry. When you grow up an AL sports fan, it's amazing baseball more than any other sport. It's amazing how you really just don't care about the other league.
Well, I had to switch as an Astros fan.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I'm like by curious.
You dabble a little.
Yeah.
I go both ways, man.
The Red Sox
going both ways threw you off. Sorry,
he's a devil.
Red Sox fans had a beautiful opportunity this season, which is pure. It's a pure root against the Yankees postseason because we're not in it, which is actually like a lot of fun. But this season, it feels like. It feels like 2017, the Astros were kind of like the big guys and the guys. I mean, in baseball, it weirdly just like feels like one team's year, or like everyone's trying to just take down the one team. And it felt like that team was the Astros last year, and it feels more like the Yankees than the Astros this year.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think
baseball's just kind of like that.
But the thing is like the Astros for the past few years have been consistent. So I feel like this year they just like kind of slide into it, and nobody's even like I think they just essentially waltz right into the World Series and no big deal, you know.
I don't know, man. The Yankees are going to be tough to get past.
But it's you're talking the epitome of baseball. You're talking one of the best pitching staffs versus one of the best lineups in baseball. You know, that's what you want to see. You know, I think the
Astros beat the Yankees in like five or six games.
That would be great.
I can see that too.
Yeah,
I
mean, that would be wonderful.
You're talking an ace at one through four for the Astros. That I mean, essentially could be the ace on any team for the most part. They got a great lineup as it is in general for you know, hitting and stuff like that. Said, you know, the NL, it's at this point. We talked about the Dodgers years ago. We talked Braves. About, you know, yeah. But I mean, at this point, I don't even think the NL is. It's just going to be what AL team makes it to the World Series.
I mean, probably, and I think Houston's just we're like, okay, while we still have this team, we want to see if we can get one more championship out of them. You know what I mean? We're not going to be able to hold on this team for much longer, so we're going to try to get everything we can out of them. I mean, a lot of people don't even think about this, but when we won in 2017, that was the first World Series in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
That's the first time a Texas team has won a championship in baseball. It was a pretty big deal. So we would really love to get one more and, like, solidify, like, this time period we did something, you know, rather than just that one.
Rather than just be something.
And that is why 20...
Oh, go ahead.
I was saying that is why 2017 meant a million times more to you than 2018 did to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
oh my God. You don't know.
20-year-old kid that's seen how many championships. You know?
Don't know the emotion behind that. I mean, going from the last rows to
no 12 or 13
ballpark. I mean, it's been a ride. I used to wear fucking black and maroon. You know, like, that's how long ago. Looking like a fucking idiot in black and maroon, and now I'm in blue and orange. Totally switched. Yeah, it's been a roller coaster. And this is what I was talking about Boston. Y'all are a spoiled fan base. You don't appreciate it.
Yeah, I've seen, on average, what, two championships every 3 years for my entire life?
Yeah, it's not too shabby.
And you, Mike, you live in fucking Cleveland.
Yeah, which, I mean,
Spoiled fan, but...
I'm outside it, but you know, but the thing is, on the flip side, I've got the even the worst outside of Cleveland is I'm a Detroit fan, though. You know, that's just, the bad thing.
So. I don't understand how that happens, but
The thing is, you got you either got Detroit, you got Cleveland, or Cincinnati. Either way, I'm screwed.
Or Pitt.
I mean, but at this point, you're talking. I mean, Penguins in hockey, you know, I can't get behind. Like, Sid the Kid just drives me nuts.
Pitt's a big fucking sports town, though.
But yeah, absolutely.
I'm saying, like, if you're from that area, like, growing up, that probably would have enticed me, like. They're winning championships. They
that
all got
would have been
yellow, all these,
I mean,
like,
you're talking about. I mean, you're talking about growing up. Lemieux, Jagr, you know, and then obviously you got Sid. You got Malkin. You know, they're front. I mean, based off of what they've put out in the past couple of years, you're talking star players. But after that, I mean, what did they had their run for? I mean, Pittsburgh hasn't been. I wouldn't say relevant in hockey. I mean, they're still relevant, but I mean. To me,
Pittsburgh's in a row. They last season in the playoffs. I tweeted about this. It's a rough look for the franchise in that they got swept by a team that got swept by a team that got swept by a team that got swept.
Yeah, essentially, yeah, backed up.
Oh,
so.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have swept the Penguins, who got swept by the Hurricanes, who got swept by the Bruins.
That's the only hockey I keep up with is playoff hockey.
Which
I do watch playoff hockey.
A lot of people.
I mean,
that's intense. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter if you watch
the
sport. You can tune in and when these dudes are playing each other night after night, it is intense. That is one thing. So all right, to keep everything moving forward.
My dog is staring at the door.
we're going to keep a short episode. So here's what we're going to do.
Hold on. Before we move on past playoff hockey, I cheer for, especially this last year, for the Hurricanes. As hockey fans, is that, like, lame, or a cool team to cheer for? Well, because I was born in North Carolina. I got a lot of family. I was born in Raleigh. Got a lot of family there. So I was like, that's the only connection I have to any team.
Well,
I don't really care.
You got to
cheer for, like, one team, you know? I'm not just going to watch them without rooting for somebody. And I fucking hate Dallas. I'll never cheer for the Stars.
Hurricanes are fun. They're going to be good this year too. They're going to be a lot better.
Yeah, I went to one.
Oh,
that's my fucking dog. I think it was against Pittsburgh. Didn't Pittsburgh go to the Stanley Cup 2 years ago?
They did 2 or 3, something like that. That's what I said.
2017.
Okay. Yeah, that's when I went to watch them. Anyway, we can move on. I just wanted to get a hockey opinion on who I was rooting for.
All right, so we'll transition to our last piece here. We're going to do a roundtable. It's open to anything. I'll kind of start here. I've been waiting for this opportunity. Jackson, he's been a big part of Belly Up. He kind of went missing for a while when he went to Boy Scout camp. So,
what?
Isn't that what you did?
No, not a Boy Scout camp. No, it was.
Can we get into this? This is what I want to talk about for the roundtable.
Yeah, no, I was a camp counselor at a sleepaway camp for.
Yeah, it's all the same. Either way, you were whatever scout time.
Yeah,
we won't talk about it. But anyways, so Jackson, I don't know when you started with us, but do you remember? You may not have been here. We had a guy named Jordan. you may have never been around, but this dude, I'm not gonna lie. This dude started off with us, helped us out. This is before we found Rattlesnake.
Hey, watch what you say, because he'll be listening to this. He still follows
every minute of it. So, and then his what the sports or whatever their website is gonna try to come after us for Parkinson's or whatever.
Oh my
god!
But
either way, I don't know if you were around for him, but. The epitome of Boston sports was this kid. You talk real masshole. You talk. This dude was just diarrhea of the mouth. Wanted to puff up his chest behind every keyboard. Wanted to start a fight with everybody. He had a group that came on writers with us, and some of them are pretty good. So we appreciated that. But he essentially came on this, came to our company, helped us out before we had Rattlesnake. Designed a few logos. We brought Rattlesnake in. Rattlesnake said, "All right, I got this. This is cool, but how about this?" And he would send us a new logo. And it was just
that's
like
cool
boom.
That you're having like a you know, dyslexic third grader create stuff for you, but like I could, you know, create real things for you.
So he started ripping these things off, and it ended up in a shitty divorce. But this kid was the epitome of Boston sports. The things he would say, you've probably heard of him. I don't know, but
the worst part is he couldn't take a fucking joke either. No, like the dude took everything so serious.
Here's the thing. So he had a falling out with us, but me being who I am, I'm cordial, whatever. I supported the kid. He asked me for a letter of recommendation. I said, you know what? After everything happened, I said, you know what? I'll give you a letter of recommendation.
Did you? You didn't tell me that part.
I said, cool, you know, whatever. No big deal. It wasn't personal.
Where is this going?
So I give him this, and then a few weeks later, he updates his normal bio. And he's got, you know, all the companies he's worked for, who he's done, blah, blah, blah. And then I get to it about halfway through, and it says Belly Up Sports, and it says founder. And I about lost my fucking shit. And I was just, like, laughing to myself when I sent it to everybody. I was like, this dude thinks he founded Belly Up Sports, whatever. So where I'm going with this is Jackson, you are not when I talked to Rattlesnake tonight, he's like, who's Jackson? I said, oh, he's our hockey writer. This dude is the epitome of Boston. He's Jordan 2.0, but he's educated. So
I was about to not come on the fucking show when he said that. He's like Jordan. Yes. I was like, what the fuck are you putting me on the show for?
Everybody
then?
That originated with Belly Up Sports could not stand Jordan. So at least Jackson, you're
You're 20 times better. That's not even
when
close.
When Zach Mack and KJ and all those guys give you shit, you give it back because you know what you're talking about. You're educated. Yes, you can be over the top and it drives me nuts. But on the flip side, you at least know what you're talking about. You're pretty fluent from A to Z. It's not just hockey. You got baseball and everything. So without going on a tangent and taking everyone's time on the roundtable, I appreciate you coming on and being with us and not being that, although I said Jordan 2.0.
There's only one Jordan.
To be fair. To this day, when we say this name, people just die laughing. And it's just like, you know, so that's my take. Not to throw you guys off course. So if one of you guys have a round table or anything you guys want to talk about, go ahead and throw it out there. But I appreciate Jackson being a part of the show tonight.
All right. What Boston stuff do you want to talk about real quick?
I don't have any. Well, do I have anything Boston?
Jackson, where are you at right now? Where are you located right now?
Boston.
I know. What do you do? Where are you on school? Can you not say it? You get kicked out or something like that?
No, I got a Northeastern.
Your frat going to kick you out with Sperry? Like, not, you don't have a sponsor with Sperry?
Are you in a fraternity there?
Nah.
No, I'm just joking. Okay. I don't know.
Nerd.
Anyways. So where are we going? Roundtable, it's on you guys.
I guess for any of my cheer gating listeners that are still somehow listening to this bullshit of us rambling about nothing.
They didn't make it this far.
No, they didn't make it this far. They were like, what the fuck am I listening? I would turn on for a NASCAR show. Yeah, and I'm listening to this far. Bullshit. If they did, there was some really big news in NASCAR this week. This means nothing to y'all, so you can just fucking tune out. I'm just going to do it real quick. Daniel Hemric, a rookie at RCR. He is getting booted from RCR, my favorite team. It's really unfortunate. It's I'm pulled apart because it seems like a weird move by RCR, and I really like Richard Childress, and I love that team. But they had to make room for Reddick to come up in a Cup Series car, and that's definitely the move that they're going towards. It is unfortunate that Hemric is losing his ride and just – parting ways completely. I think it's better for him than having to go back down to Xfinity. He'll probably try to find a ride somewhere else.
He'll find a sponsor or something.
Yeah. The one thing I did want to say is just the people saying, like, it should have been Austin. Or I've seen comments like that. To the people, I just say, like, just jump off a fucking cliff. Like, stop being so stupid.
At this point,
giving NASCAR a bad look because you are the fucking inbred hillbilly rednecks because you don't even know what you're talking about. All right. Austin's not the best Cup Series driver. Obviously, I get that. But let's fucking be real here. An experienced Cup Series driver is not going to lose his ride. RCR is in a bad spot. I get it. That's my two cents on that situation.
You're talking about Daytona 500 winner. Yeah, you're not just
fucking... Yeah, the Coke 600 winner in Charlotte. I mean, he's not a fucking championship-contending driver, and Reddick may be, and that's great. Hemric could potentially be a great driver in the future. He's not right now. Like, RCR is going to do that, and they're going to make that move. So just go kill yourself. I don't know what else to say.
Right, Jackson? What do you have to say about that?
I got no comment on that topic because that's not my field.
You know,
I have a round table topic though.
You're going to take us out. What you got?
Yeah. So NHL, restricted free agents are being signed finally, as of recently. So Zach Werenski was one of the first signed a reasonable bridge deal. Mitch Marner signed an absurdly expensive deal. Brock Besser signed for more than Charlie McAvoy somehow. Charlie McAvoy signed an insanely good deal at less than Werenski's. Brandon Carlo was signed. So these guys are all falling into place. But the thing is, everyone is signing bridge deals all of a sudden. It's becoming way more common this season than in past seasons. And somebody brought it up. They were like, why all the bridge deals this season? And I will tell you why. So first of all, the most frustrating thing about the NHL is the hard salary cap, because in hockey, it doesn't work, right? It makes no sense for us to have a hard salary cap in a league like hockey where there's so many players and things change, whatever. It should work like a luxury tax like the NBA, but instead, oh, it's the NHL. And because there's so many players on each team, when you draft well and have a surplus of talent, you get punished. And it's a bad thing because you can't sign your players when they come restricted free agents. You don't have cap room. And there's nothing that can be done about that, even though your team should, like, get better. So the problem right now is that Gary Bettman, like, in last December, and I've written about this multiple times, projected the cap to go up $2 million higher than it actually did, because the cap...
Yeah, it never did, yeah.
Yeah. So these GMs are planning for $2 million more in cap room than they're actually getting, which is why all these bridge deals have to be signed, because nobody has any cap space because they expected the cap to go up by way more, and it's fucking everybody over. I'm very upset with the NHL right now, because it's just like pushing everything back. It works for now, but like, I mean, all that means is that these teams just, like, if they draft well in the next 2 or 3 years and get more big stars, it's like they're eventually just gonna have to tear it down and rebuild. So like the problem with the NHL right now is if you draft too well, you get punished for it. Like, you eventually, it leads you to a rebuild. You have to, like, not get too good. It's frustrating.
So you know what the best part about this whole thing was is literally we had Rattlesnake with a NASCAR ending, no rebuttal because Jackson didn't have any NASCAR knowledge. Then we go to
the... I have nothing to say.
And on the flip side, there's no rebuttal there. So this is going to be the easiest ending ever.
Well, I got one last thing.
That's fine. That was just a rant I wanted to go on.
One last thing.
There's nothing wrong.
Mike, you can appreciate this. An update on our two favorite ARCA drivers that have been coming onto my show. And
Christian,
we... They're going to... Yeah, they got to come on one... Maybe we'll do like this for them, and we'll just
do it. I would love to have them on.
They're dead serious about that. They do want to come on. So an update.
That's a great team to follow.
Right. Yeah. An update is they raced at Salem, and Christian was what, like 70 points behind.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Okay, so neither of them won in Salem. But Christian got second, and Michael Self got 14th, I think.
So it cut into
Christian Eckes is now only 5 points behind Michael Self. And there's only two races left in their season.
Teammates tell me this.
It is fucking intense.
They're having a great season.
I might have to get one.
A great season.
We got to do like a thing with both them together.
Oh, I would love to. We'll have to reach out to get a hold of Tom and those guys. They've been great for chair-gating, for supporting our company. We definitely need to support their company. They've been nothing but a pleasure to work with.
We're going to try to like hype up their like competition with the two races left, and they'll just
want to talk
fantasy football. They'll be like, yeah,
I'll just say, cool, yeah, but everyone that tuned in,
here's like, my lineup. This
is who it is. So I know Jackson has no clue what we're talking about. We're talking about pretty much up and coming drivers, ARCA series, man, which is racing. NASCAR, work its way up.
I mean, I grew up in Florida. I was close enough and just never
did. Damn! Yeah,
but
what?
These dudes, but these guys, they're on the same team. They're competing for a title. I mean, in general, this team is killing it this year. We got a great relationship with them. It's awesome to be a part of. But we'll end it. I know Rattlesnake, I'm surprised your wife hasn't walked through the door yet. You're doggone crazy. But between Rattlesnake, Jackson, I appreciate you guys coming on the show tonight. Between Belly Up, Sound Off, Chair Game. And I know, Jackson, you're working on a little something, aren't you? You may be releasing a podcast soon.
Yeah, so I might be with two other students at Northeastern, actually. That's so fine.
I'll let you plug it, unless you don't have a name and stuff like that, but kind of...
Let's hear it. What do you got?
Yeah, so it's a new podcast. It's going to be called Mass Hole.
Of course it is. Is that name not taken?
No.
It's all over IG.
Holy shit.
So it's going to be a Boston sports podcast, but not strictly talking about Boston sports. So it's not just for Boston sports fans. It's for anyone, because we're talking about every topic. It's just it's from perspective of three lifelong Boston sports fans who like actually know our stuff. So we're going to be four Boston fans. We're going to be a medium in between, like, the pessimistic local media and the national media that just wants to see Boston lose. But then also we're going to be talking about other stuff, and it can be entertaining.
Who wants to see Boston lose? What are you talking about? This is what Boston fans have to resort to. They're like, ESPN said something non-positive about us. They all are against us. Like,
are you saying that people don't want us to lose?
I would say the NFL does, like Roger Goodell.
People don't want to see the city of Boston have any more parades.
Like, individual citizens, yes. But the media, they fucking love Boston.
No.
Yes, they do! Oh my god. This is what a city like Boston thinks.
Entitled little fuckers.
Entitled. Yeah, they Either talk way. About nonstop.
We're getting out of here. So
let me come on your podcast eventually. Your mass hole.
On behalf of cheerleading in the soon to come mass holes, I can only see a bromance forming here right now. So I appreciate you guys coming. Impromptu, last minute, you guys coming on the show. I appreciate it. Between, like I said, Sound Off, Mass Holes, upcoming. Cheerleading. Appreciate it.
At least my podcast didn't have to see how shitty my fucking quality was, because I just do an audio show. So thank God. My video quality is terrible.
The middle finger you're putting up right now to all your fans is appreciated.
So. Doing nothing of the.
Oh, no. All right. I appreciate it.
Later.
You're talking like a song from The Lion King. Stop that. It makes no sense.